Okay, so we're in the sugar to understand why we have to make Ishtadlus. If everything's from Hashem, and Hashem is everything, and there's nothing other than Hashem, and Hashem's only going to do what's good for me, and He's not going to give me anything that's not good for me, He's not going to give, He's not going to deprive me anything that I need, so what's Ishtadlus? What have to do Ishtadlus for? So we brought the Shittat HaRamban that says you don't have to do Ishtadlus. In fact, if you're holding a certain level of betochen, you shouldn't do Ishtadlus. And we stepped out of that world and we stepped into a world that's more real for this generation and for us, and that is the world of that you make Ishtadlus, not because Ishtadlus helps, and Ishtadlus Moila, Ela Ishtadlus Mukhla. You don't do Ishtadlus because it does anything, you have to do Ishtadlus because you have a chiyuv to do Ishtadlus. The Chavis of the Inshallah betochen. Ein Ishtadlus Moila, Ela Ishtadlus Mukhla, and it's brought down here, because Ishtadlus doesn't do anything. Up in the Panosa. The Panosa is Panosa. That's Rosh Hashanah. Ishtadlus is a din. What is a din? So we've seen up to now that Ishtadlus is about making a kiddush Hashem. God forbid a person has a sick child. So you have to go to the doctor. Why are you at the doctor? Hashem can't heal the child. No, Hashem needs you to be Makar Hashem Shemayim at the doctor. Why do you have to go to the bank? Hashem can't send you the money, not from the bank. Yeah, you've got to be Makar Hashem Shemayim by the bank manager. You've got to show people that we do business straight and honest, and we function according to the Torah, and we're Makar Hashem Shemayim that way. The money you're going to get or not has nothing to do with your meeting with the bank manager. Hashem's going to give you the money, He's not going to give you the money, the refuah is going to come, it's not going to come. The Ishtadlus is a mitzvah of the Makar Hashem Shemayim. That's what he says. And we said, "Bekol Ishtadlus Alelim Tzon Nekudas Kovet Shemayim." In every Ishtadlus, we have to find that Nekudas Kovet Shemayim. There's no Ishtadlus stuff. You went to the Makolot to go buy a loaf of bread. In there is some aspect of the Makavet Shem Shemayim. One second. Oh, and we said one last Nekuda. Somebody's been Makar Hashem Shemayim in the Beis Midrash. Doesn't need to go make panoi. Doesn't have to make Ishtadlus out the Beis Midrash. The Pan Kenevsky doesn't have to go work in a factory in order to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. He's sitting and learning. He's on a level where he's just sitting and learning. He's already Makar Hashem Shemayim and is mefanes the world out there. And he's Netayid Makar Hashem Shemayim. You look at Rafur, for example. Yeah. What's he doing? He's helping people with the most basic Ishtadlus you can ever get. Sick people going to doctors, right? And Poshid Ishtadlus Yosem is there. You know the Kiddush Hashem that flows out of that organization? Yatsara is a Metzia, and all these people that are just doing Ishtadlus, that's all. It's all Ishtadlus. The doctors don't do nothing. So they're doing Ishtadlus in helping people with doctors. Like a Kiddush Hashem Otsum. That's what Ishtadlus is. Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. So if you be Makar Hashem Shemayim by Kol HaMakabal Alav Ol Torah, where is Makabal Alav Ol Torah to the extent that there might be Mimeno Al Malchus Vol Derech Eret, so he doesn't have to make Ishtadlus. But that's a tough job. Okay. So Bekol Ishtadlus Anel Yimtzoi Nekudas Kovet Shemayim Hadvorim Alu Le'enim Amurim Klapei Panosa B'Dafka. This doesn't apply Dafka Ba Panosa. Hey Matimim L'Kol Inyan Shevo Mutu Al Yidu L'Ishtadlus. It applies to everything that a person has to make Ishtadlus in. V'lechenim Yidu Hu Seich Memoloyach Ben Yonim Ruchnir Hu Yodai Ketzet L'Hatik Ishtadlus Zu Kovet Shemayim. If he's a Seich Memoloyach, what's that? Ben Yonim Ruchnir. What's a seich memeluach? It's a figure of speech. I don't know what it means. Huh? What? Binyonim ruchnim? He says ruchnim? I don't know. No. Memuluach, not luach, some salt or whatever. He's a salt cell or something. I don't know, it's a figure of speech. I don't know what it is. But there's a bare rizal less amili. We're going to learn some rizal now. Moving to mikveh. We play chatanu galidim atzeinu. Because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land. We're still in that matzav today, by the way. Kol zman shebeis hamikdash hayu kaim, hayu pilsum shel malchus yisbarach ba'olam. Baruch Hashem, it always works out well. Always, before Mincha and Shiva Seva Tamas, you can learn a little bit about what we're missing. As long as there was a Beit HaMikdash, there was a piersum of multiples of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. You didn't have to do anything. And yet the Etim Kiyum of Beit HaMikdash, the Etim Kiyum, the fact that there was a Beit HaMikdash, Shishima, Kedol Tafiyot, the Kol HaMashayilom, Shol Sobo Shechinim Eschus Avodas HaKohanim V'Yerit Shefim Reim L'Kol HaAnoshim. There was a continuous flow to the, even to the Goyim, there was a continuous flow of Shos HaShechina in the Schus of the work of the Kohanim. There was a Shefim that came down to the whole world. The whole of humanity benefited from the existence of a Beis HaMikdash. Ulam Meshechore Beis HaMikdash Piskah Shos HaShechina. When the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed and Ashur Shechina got we got separated, there's no more Ashur Shechina, Chayivim Anu L'Teis B'Golus. So we have to go out into Golus. V'Lindoid Me'eretz Me'eretz Me'dinah Me'dinah. You've got to go slip from town to town and from settle to settle, from country to country. K'day L'Far Sem Es Kovod Malchus Es Barach Bo'ilom. In order to publicize the Gadus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. What's Golus? Golus, what about that you're not supposed to have a home? There's that aspect as well. There's an aspect of you've got to go out there and tell people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'etzim nidoidno anu masharim es ha-shechina b'kol molokim al admos. We take the Shechina and we schlep it to all the four corners of the world. As long as there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is the transmitter. It's like one of these big satellite transmitters. It sends out to the whole world, Yesh Hashem Ba'ilam. He switches on that funny square box, you know, comes on the screen. Hashem runs the world. Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed, the transmitter gets dumped. So people out there in the world, they know there's Hashem. So what do? We send the Jews out there, the Jews will show there's Hashem in the world. So what's this pshat mipnei chateinu galim atzeinu? What does that result tell us? He hasn't told us anything yet. Okay. B'kol yom naisnim l'adam tafkid mugdo ma'alav l'malo l'po b'lomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day a person gets a letter, he gets his job description. You fax every night before you go to bed. Hashem gives you a fax. This is what you have to do tomorrow. This is your tafkid. This is your job in the world for tomorrow. B'kol yom naisnim lo gam es hakelim v'esav shuriot l'kaim es hatochnit ha'elokit. And every day, besides the job description, he also gets the tools that he's going to need in order to fill his job for the day. You're going to get it. You've got a job you have to do. So Hashem gives you the ability and the capabilities to do that job. Zu ha tritoria ha pratit shel adam bo hu tzarich legalut tefasim kovet shemayim. Ha tritoria. That's not theory. We had Tritoria Pratit, the personal. Oh, territory. Sorry. A Territoria Pratit Shel Adam. His turf. Yeah? His personal territory that everybody gets given, in which he has to Mefarsem and Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Kanu Anitzik Shel Hashem Yisbarach. He is the ambassador of Hashem in the world. You are Hashem's ambassador. The embassy, your home, your house, your little daladamas, that's the embassy and you're the ambassador. You should be able to get diplomatic immunity, nachon? So you do. The pasukim Tehillim. Yipol mitzitka elef urevova miminecha eilecha lo yigash. But you're an ambassador for the Hashem, no one can touch you. The main yeshiva can escape in the middle of a burning wharf, traveling on first class trains, living in 5-star hotels, in the middle of the burning of Europe. Yeah, Elecha lo yigosh. You're an ambassador for Hashem, nothing can touch you. V'im hu mishtadol v'chofetz b'kach, b'yodeh v'dover. Klal shel dover. This is the principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamen liyadeinu mishtadlus mesugim shonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges and orders for us every day different types of mishtadluses. V'aleinu lemtzoy et nekudas kovet shamayim atumuna behem. And it's for us to find the nekudas, the aspects of kovet shamayim that are hidden in these challenges that Hashem gives us every day. Sherei hi atachlis v'amiti shelo yisei ishtadlis. Because that's the purpose of that ishtadlis. That sitting with the bank manager, the purpose of that ishtadlis is not to get money. There's nothing this bank manager can do to give you money or not give you money. There's nothing to do with him. I twist your brain sometimes. that really can twist your brain sometimes when you're trying to work out what Hashem wants from you. Yeah? In your own life, you'll find plenty of times, you just, even if you believe this and you know this, you still grapple with trying to understand what you're doing here.
An obligation to ask
him. That's the next chapter. The next chapter is, no, you can ask the bank manager.
Ask the bank manager.
That's the status has to look like there's no Hashem in the world. The schizophrenia that you need to be in when you walk into the bank manager or the doctor or the motor mechanic or whatever it is, yeah, whatever you have to do today is to know this guy can't help me nothing. He's gone. That's what the Rav told us about the Zerotskin. It's the next. If we get there this week, not this week, but when we get there, the next two chapters, the next paragraph that we're going to get to starts with Harabin Itzarotsky Nabashon. That's the Nakuda. I go to the doctor and I find the best possible doctor, and I tell the doctor to have the operation. I ask the bank manager, I go to the best bank, I make the best Ishtadis, give me money. Get Ishtadis. Ishtadis isn't to walk in there and start getting tanya with him. You know, that's a bigger kavod shemayim. No, Ishtadis means go there and ask him for money. How you ask him and the way you deal with him and the way you mitnaheg and the way you run your business and the way you avoid the grey areas. This guy says, oh, this is the guy I can talk to. Kaddish Shem Shemayim. I've been zoich in the last week to have to meet three bank managers from different banks. The first one could have given me what I wanted. What's the problem? Why does Shem need me to go to all the other banks? Someone told it to me, Shem doesn't want this, so you're trying too hard. You have to go to three bank managers. So Bokashem was just after Tal Bashir, so I said, yeah. I was Makad Hashem Shemayim so well by the first one. Hashem says, you know what? You don't need Makad Hashem Shemayim by all the banks, you see? So if you need a list of all the banks. No, maybe they say you have to look at it. It sounds a bit garbage, but the other alternative is like get depressed. So, they say, no, but seriously, that's the MS. That's MS Lavinson. They say you have to look at his status. Why has my kid got a sore throat? Now I've got to go to the doctor. Hashem, make the kid better. Good, I can make the conversion, but I need you to go and tell the stock. Fundraising. Every time you have to go to chutzpah, it's fundraising. What? Why are we going to pick up the phone today and start phoning people for money? Hashem's not sending the money. Without listening, you can do it without miracles. No, you've got to phone the guy, you've got to ask him how he is, you've got to speak to him, and you've got to tell Hashem Shemayim. But the money comes, doesn't come with nothing to do with this call. This call is not going to make any difference to your financial situation whatsoever. Do you know that? So what am I doing here? In the mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem. That's the mitzvah Ishtadlus. And by the way, it applies in Kiruv as well. Anybody have an aspiration? Everyone should have aspirations. Whether you're going to achieve them or not, but everybody should want to be able to save Klal Yisrael and go out there and change the world. Yeah? You've got aspirations of doing that. You have to recognize when you're sitting and trying to make care of a Jew, you ain't doing nothing for this Jew. You're the bank manager here. I remember having a horrible awakening once. I was sitting overlooking the Kotel on the Mepeset, trying to Makarov, whatever that means, this guy, you see? And I suddenly thought to myself, hold on a second, Hashem, this is your kid. You love this guy more than me. You can't Makarov him. You can do this much better than me. You can just pop in his head all the things he needs to know. You can teach him on a shot in 1 second. You want the kid, you love him, you want him to come home. Teach him all the Kiru stuff he needs to know. What do you need me for? And then it clapped me like a bolt of lightning. Hashem doesn't need me. So what am I doing here? I need this. This is for me. Yeah, but I'm trying to add another nakuda here. This is for me. When you're sitting on the other side of the table, he's the bank manager, and you come in to make ishtadlus, that's one thing. But sometimes you're the bank manager, so what are you doing there? Yeah? You there for what's good for you. Right, you're the doctor here. That's what I'm saying. Huh? Correct, that's what I'm saying. Even in Kiruv, you're the doctor. You're the bank manager. This guy's money that he's asking for has got nothing to do with me. So it's for you. The only reason Hashem has you sitting there Makarov this guy is because it's what you need, not what the guy that's being Makarov needs. You're there for you, not for him. He's there for him. He's there for himself, whatever his cheshbon is. Yeah? He's there for him. This is what I need right now.
Simply, when you Makarov someone else, you're making it clearer to yourself.
There's two aspects going on when you're Makaroving somebody. First of all, you're Makarov Hashem Shemayim, but first, yeah. So valid Ishtadlus. The Makarov people ain't Kiddush Shemayim, God will be there. Rav Moshe Shapiro's description of Rav Tetz as a big Bar Kiruv was a Makad Hashem Shemayim. Because the Moshe holds is not mitzvah kiruv. He holds the mitzvah kiruv is the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah makariv somebody. There's a mitzvah being makariv Hashem Shemayim to such an extent that the guy wants to be like you. So the mitzvah kiruv is to be makariv Hashem Shemayim. So that's the get of the ishtadlus. But there's another aspect there. Is Hashem doesn't need my blowing his trumpet. And if I'm out there blowing his trumpet in makariv Hashem Shemayim, it's got to be that it's for me, not for him, because he doesn't need this. Therefore, it's even further than just, yeah, well, you know, Hashem doesn't need to speak to Bayman to give me money. He can give me money without that. But he needs me to blow his trumpet. The other people kind of Hashem Shemayim. No, he doesn't even need that. You need that. Harabin Tzorotkino Shalom HaYisish, the good of a Chachaminich. He was a real pikayach. The Tzorotkin Rebetzin was a, yeah, you know, the Tzorotkin tells yeshiva. Interesting mention. Malchus, covered. You ever met the Rav of Telstar? Reach his house. Malchus. Rav Shulman. Rav Gifter. They were kings. But Kufamel Machalasa Beitze Beifen Pitoim Yitzoich Bechuf Lenatuach. She had a certain disease and she needed urgently an operation. מין אל המותה דחיף אז היא חפצה מאוד שהמנתח יהיה פרופסור מוסיאם. אם זה was urgent, she wanted a certain professor to do the operation, the best professor in the world. המומחי בייס ראיס את תחום לך השתנו של רבו את הצליחו הסחבי להשיג את רייפה. With all the protected way that they got this doctor to do the operation, the חוף even had a 6-month waiting list. לפני הנה צורך ביקשה רבין את הסייכך עם הרייפה מספר דקות. Before the operation, she asked, please can I speak to the doctor for a few minutes? The kachi amra lo, after infection and moaning and whatever, but she said to him like this, Adoni HaRefe, Mr. Doctor, Atai Udaya Shirabas Tishtadlalti, Kedei Lahasig Esas Rodko. You have to know that I made a lot of mishtadlus to get your help. Right in the kachi mechad avama. But I want you to know one thing. Im chatzvach chalila, amus al shulchan and etuchim, if I will die chatzvach chalila on the operating table, al na tagish ra, please don't feel bad. Dalecha ki hakol hu mes Hashem. All from Hashem, don't worry. V'atayin cha Hashem v'kachval, you're not negligent whatsoever. Shelo yetzikul rikshus Hashem v'yisuru v'tzapon ki kach hu rotzen Hashem. I don't want you walking around feeling bad after you killed me, because it's not you, that's the rotzen Hashem. Harei v'yashya gai v'tan godol, if he was a big mefusam professor, mespama, he had, he was some big bal gaiva. Betem lamada ba'ilam areife lo yoda mala soisimatzma. He didn't know what to do with himself. This big, this big professor. One more minute. Ani marich moed et zugshotcha ve'et machshveisecha al azulot. I'm quite blown away by the enormous sensitivity and caring here for other people. The marot choylacha b'matzav kasher. Despite the fact that you're very ill and you're about to undergo life-threatening surgery, you're concerned about another human being's feelings. That's unbelievable. Ulam Rabbanit Hamshich Amrullah, Professor Nechbad, Honorable Professor. No, I'm not finished. Adain lo siyamti es dvara, I'm not finished with you yet. Ratzoni lo yisif od dovakatana, I just want to add one more thing. Da'alacha, you must know, ki gam ima netuach ha-ratzliach bo'if ratov yosef. Even if this operation turns out to be an enormous big success, yeah? Ze gam lo atad, not you either. Hakol mi'ayis Hashem, all from Hashem. Moshe Ribanu, Yudi Soicha, a Jew that's a peddler, he's a businessman. Yodayla Hapik Mikolishtad is covered Shemayim. If you're a good businessman, you know how to buy cheap and sell expensive. You can go to the bank, you have to go to a doctor, they're buying cheap, right? You've got to be there anyway. But you know how much business you can make out of that if you understand that you're there to be Mechavat Shem Shemayim? You don't need an operation because Hashem needs an operation to heal you. Hashem can heal you with a blink of an eye. He doesn't need you to go into to the hospital. Why are you in the hospital? Must be to Mechavat Shem Shemayim. Oh, that's a good business. You can mama sell something very expensive here that you bought very cheap. Harabinu Amashalom Avinu ki mechayvas ishtadlus amutal lai ledoik sharaifa agoro b'yeze yinatech oto. She understood that part of her ishtadlus is to get the best doctor to do the operation. Ach yachar im zoif hi nitzala et ha ishtadlus kedei lahar v'kovat shemayim lames haraifa agoro b'yeze perik imuna. She grabbed the opportunity, now that you've got the best assist in the world operating on you, no, he has an opportunity for Kavod Shemayim. Call in the doctor and teach him a lesson in Hilchos Emunah as well. You have to be careful how you do this out there. I don't know if you want to teach your bank manager the, you know, I don't need to work because Hashem takes care of me. I don't know if that's how you want to explain to your credit worthiness, you know. I love you, Moicha Reifa Mitirak Reifa Koboso Mafila says. He needs to know that the real doctor is Hashem. So, a person can go to hospital in two ways. He can go to hospital knowing I'm sick because Hashem made me sick and I've got to make the best ishtalis and I get the best of faith and I go to hospital and I behave very nice and I don't scream at the nurses because I've got to be with Kadashem Shemayim and I go to hospital and Hashem heals me and I go, everything's fine, yeah? And I send flowers to the doctor. A little plaque to thank him. Fine. 100 out of 100 for Kiddushim Shemayim, yeah? But look what else you can do. Why am I here? Why do I have to have the best professor operating on me? So that we learn from Rebetzin Sirotsky. There's an opportunity to even more chosen. Take this professor and knock him down the line or two. If you, once again, you've got to know who you are. But that's the Nakuda here. That's the Nakuda. Okay. I was not as big as anybody.